Maria Quezada, Quezada, 110-66. Today is 10:30. Miss Maria is 58-year-old woman who comes in today complaining of epigastric pain, some nausea, possible urinary tract infection. Patient has seen her primary care doctor, has seen Dr. Mopardi, has had cholecystectomy. She had diarrhea after that. They gave her cholestyramine she couldn't take. She saw her OB-GYN. The OB-GYN told her she might have a urinary tract infection, gave her Macrobid. She says she can't take any medication, so she took one pill and stopped. Today, her urinalysis is completely negative. She's a very anxious woman who refuses to realize that a lot of her medications are psychosomatic and they're related to her anxiety, and doesn't want to talk about any medication because everything makes me sick. So today, she did not get any medications for nausea. We did look at her abdomen again via ultrasound, which is totally negative, period. We talked about nausea after cholecystectomy. The surgeon was not concerned about retained stone, period. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress today. Her vital signs are stable. She's eating, but she just doesn't feel well, in quotation, period. We had a long talk about doctor hopping and finding one doctor, either here or her PCP, that can manage her, period. She's had colonoscopy, EGD, she's had H. pylori, blood work, and has been to the emergency room many times, period. Social, last period, 2014, married, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. Family history, pancreatic cancer, hypertension, diabetes, coronary artery disease, and stroke. Medication, only irbesartan, 150 milligram once a day. Medical problems, she's had a history of hyperglycemia, but she's lost weight, and she says she doesn't have any problem with blood sugar. Her recent blood work was totally within normal limits. Urinalysis is negative. Patient complains of epigastric pain. Patient is on Pepcid already. She also has problem with her bladder. She says she has bladder spasm. Has seen a urologist, but never has been worked up for interstitial cystitis. Since because her symptoms are continuing to be an issue, we have to be looking for zebras now. And I told her if she doesn't get any better with the bladder spasm medication, i.e. Ditropan, my goal is to send her to a urologist, period. Let's see, surgery, cholecystectomy, hysterectomy complete. Social, we talked about medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, BJD, medication, we talked about allergy, non-COVID immunizations, negative. By the way, Maria's weight today is 154, which is down 10 pounds after surgery. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress. 154, 99%, 98.1, 2089, 148 over 67. Heart positive, small positive, two. Lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with tank lesion. Epigastric exam is totally negative. Number one, epigastric pain. Number two, status post cholecystectomy. Number three, she's tried cholestyramine for diarrhea. Number four, avoid fatty food. Number five, now issues with bladder spasm. Number six, she's actually has seen a urologist, but she said they never did a cystoscopy. Number seven, she has no urinary tract infection. She was given Macrobid by the OB-GYN doctor, but she took one pill and then she stopped taking it, period. My plan today is Ditropan, 5 milligram up to 3 times a day to see how she does with bladder spasm. If she's not any better, she needs to see a urologist to rule out interstitial cystitis. Number two, Zofran as needed for nausea. Number four, she needs some kind of acid reducer. She's taking Pepcid or she can take Nexium, either one. Number five, pick a doctor, stick with it. Quit doctor shopping. Number six, think about taking something for anxiety. She's still not interested in talking about medication for anxiety because she's allergic to every medicine or she can't take every medicine known to man. Number eight, if she gets worse, she must go to the emergency room, of course, and we talked about that. Number nine, we did look at her abdomen today under ultrasounds, looked at her liver, bladder, and everything looks totally normal. Next number, chances of retained stone, very low, and patient has seen the surgeon, has seen her GI doctor, and did not feel like that was an issue. Next number, I told her to take your Zofran frequently, take the Pepcid or Nexium. Next number is find a doctor and see them on a regular basis. Come see us on Friday or see your PCP. Next number, this was discussed with patient over and over before she left. Thank you.